Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, powered by the SID Media. We're joined by our guest, Mark German, who's already on the line. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hello.
How are you doing, sir, this afternoon?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And thank you so much for making time to speak to us this afternoon. I hope your day has been good.
Yes, exactly. What about yours there?
No, mine has also been good. Thank you for asking. Today, we're going to be talking about the gospel in the Old Testament. And today's lesson, it is a voice of prophecy lesson. Focuses on God's relationship with the Israelites after they left Egypt, before they reached the promised land of Canaan. How would God dwell among them? And what was the reason for the specificity of God's instructions? And of course, this is what we want to understand by the end of this conversation. So, Mark, please do take us through the lesson. What was the main purpose of this temple? In fact, just take us through the lesson.
Hello.
Yes, Mark, can you hear me?
Sorry, you were breaking. I had a network problem here.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sure I can do.
All right. Please take us through the lesson for today.
All right. In the Old Testament, we see God commanding Moses to build a sanctuary whose pattern and the services were to resemble that of heaven.
Mm.
And the main reason behind this was to illustrate the services Jesus were about to offer to the world and the work he's doing in the in heaven in terms of cleansing our sins.
Mm.
So he told Moses to build a sanctuary so that people can understand the work of salvation which was put in place before the existence of the world and the creation of man. So the main reason why God asked Moses to build the sanctuary was that one.
Mm. All right. Interesting. The purpose of this, what's the actual purpose of this sanctuary or temple?
Pardon?
What was the main purpose of the temple?
All right, the main purpose of the temple, as we read in Exodus chapter 25, verse number 8, God wanted to dwell among his people. Mm. We remember in Eden, there was a direct communication between man and his creator. But after the fall, God had separated himself from them.
Mm.
And so there was a need to make them understand that the Savior, I mean, God, the God, wanted to continue having a personal relationship with them. And so he told Moses to build a sanctuary whose pattern and the services were resembled that of heaven, like I said, with a single purpose of reuniting with humanity through the death of Christ.
Mm.
At the same time, God wanted to show them that he has always been willing to have a personal relationship, to stay close to them.
Mm. Mm. Okay, so basically he wanted to be among the people. Mm. All right. Mark, please do tell us, what was the significance of the sacrifices of the Old Testament?
All right. In Revelation chapter 13, verse number 8. In Revelation chapter number 18, verse 8, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. Like I said, before the existence of the world, in the creation of man, God had put a plan in place to say, if this creature I'm forming, should it happen that he stumbles, there has to be a way out for him to be saved. And so God established the plan of salvation. And in the plan of salvation, it was recommended that Jesus could come to the world and die for them. And so after the fall of our first parents, God revealed this plan to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And to embrace this by faith, the death of Christ, they were asked to offer the sacrifices of animals. As the life of that innocent animal was taken away, Adam and Eve understood the sacrifice that Jesus was about to offer to the entire world. And so from that time up until Jesus came in his human form to the world, every person understood that for my sins to be cleansed, for me to have that personal relationship with God, there is a need to offer the sacrifice. So it was a representation of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, his death in general.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's lovely. Now, what additional purpose did God have in mind for requesting Israelites to build a sanctuary? Is there any additional purpose for that?
Yes. In Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, in other words, our sins, separated us from God. So besides the plan of salvation being revealed and depicted in the service of the sanctuary, which God told Moses to build, he also wanted people to understand that I am still your God. I still want to communicate with you. I want to have a personal relationship with you. So in Exodus chapter 25, verse number 4, the Bible tells us that you have to build a sanctuary that I may dwell among you. So that's the additional reason that God asked Moses to build the sanctuary, apart from the major one we just discussed.
Now, can God not dwell with us without a sanctuary? Is his presence limited to a building or a physical structure?
Allow me to use this verse, Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2 again, to say, God is too holy to such an extent that no one who has, any person who has tasted sin cannot stand in his presence. So it was for their own good, our forefathers' good, that God withheld his presence, the physical presence from Adam and Eve in the garden till today. Because if we happen to see God in this our sinful nature, we will surely die. And so God cannot dwell with us physically, but through the sanctuary, we understand the whole plan of salvation. We understand and learn his love for us and his work in the sanctuary up above today.
Indeed, indeed. Now, my elder, what are your final thoughts on the lesson?
The Bible tells us in Psalms, I just forgot the verse, the Bible tells us that thy way, O Lord, is in the sanctuary. That is to say, the plan of salvation of humanity is in the sanctuary. If we are to study the sanctuary, the foundation, whatever was inside the church, the temple, the sanctuary, the priest who saved, the apparel they put on, the basin, you talk of the message seat, and those cherubims, all lead to Jesus ministry in the heavenly sanctuary. And if we are to understand the true meaning of the sanctuary, simply we will know that we have a God who does not only want us to be in his kingdom, but he on earth wants to establish a personal and an individual relationship with us. And when you listen to John chapter 3, verse number 16, where the Bible tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life, you should understand as if you were the only sinner in the earth, and Jesus did just that for you and not the entire world. So the sanctuary is an important part of our salvation. In it, we see a God who is willing to establish a relationship with us and have us in his kingdom.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful stuff there, my elder. Well, it has been a fantastic one, and it is very clear that God in the Old Testament always wanted to spend time with his people and dwelling among his people, and today it is still the case. Thank you so much for joining us. Blessings to you.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.